Today's Cut in Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the latest USDA report, the 2021 U.S. crop estimate was increased by 800,000 bales to 17.8 million due to higher projected harvested area in Texas. USDA increased the 2021 U.S. export projection by 400,000 bales due to the larger crop. The U.S. consumption estimate is unchanged from last month, and U.S. ending stocks are projected to be 3.3 million bales for the 2021 crop year. Based on last week's crop progress report, overall, the U.S. crop is slightly behind schedule as compared to a year ago and the five-year average. With the 2020 crop year almost complete, export shipments remained strong and on track to meet the USDA estimate of 16.4 million bales. USDA made a slight reduction to the 2020 U.S. farm price to 66.5 cents per pound. Looking at the world balance sheet, world ending stocks for the 2021 crop year were reduced by 1.6 million bales this month due to lower production in Brazil for the 2020 crop year. For the 2021 crop year, world production is projected to be higher, with a larger U.S. crop more than offsetting a smaller crop in Pakistan. The 2020 Pakistan crop is projected to be 5 million bales as compared to 4.5 million in 2020, which is still well below consumption. World consumption for 2021 was increased by 600,000 bales to 123 million, mostly due to higher consumption in India. World trade is projected to be almost 700,000 bales lower in 2021, with China's imports reduced by 1 million bales and Brazil's exports 1.1 million bales lower than in 2020.